under their can you list a few types of wild, these things that bloom out on the range? What are they called?
Flowers?
Yeah. Can you list a few of those types?
Sure, you bet. Indian paintbrushes, one of our favorites, and the bluebells, and the buttercups, the Johnny Jump-Ups, the snake flowers, the mayflowers.
Rock
roses and the sago lilies. Rock lilies.
What's the state flower of Wyoming?
Indian paintbrush.
Okay. I think we can all use a rest after this question. What is a rock and what is a stone?
I would say,
Rocky could throw it a stone, you could.
No, I think of a stone as a small and maybe even precious type of stone. And a rock can be small or it can be as big as the house.
So if you were to go outside and throw something, which would you throw?
I'd throw a rock.
Okay.
As big as a house?
All right, you mentioned just a few minutes ago that the term high plains is used only by people non-native to Wyoming, usually?
Well, I don't say that. I say we don't use the term that much. In fact, I bet I don't hardly ever use it.
What would you use instead?
Wyoming.
High altitude, maybe.
Maybe that's why I asked a man the same question yesterday. He sort of looked at me like I was an idiot. Maybe I am, but...
No, that's all right. No harm in asking.
And another one here. You mentioned creek or crick. You always say crick?
Wallace Crick. Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. I think I do too. That's interesting.
Different localities say different.